WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom. Ever feel like you're stuck in a loop of fear? Like that little voice in your head is holding you back from chasing your dreams, saying things like what if, or you're not good enough. Yeah, I get it. We all have those moments. But guess what? Fear is a liar. A big, dramatic, pants-on-fire liar. And on today's episode of The Calm Within, we're going to learn how to kick fear to the curb and build that inner courage you know you deserve. Now, before we dive in, let's be real. Courage isn't about being fearless. It's not about charging headfirst into danger without a second thought. True courage is facing your fears, acknowledging them, and choosing action anyway. It's saying yes to the things that scare you, even when your stomach is doing flips. Because let me tell you, on the other side of fear lies something incredible: growth, resilience, and maybe even a whole lot of fun. So, how do we actually build this courage muscle? Well, it starts with some pretty powerful Stoic practices. Number 1. Acknowledge your fear. Don't try to pretend it doesn't exist, because that just makes it stronger. Accept that fear is a normal human emotion, and then ask yourself, what exactly am I afraid of? Once you identify the source, you can start to dismantle it. You know what they say. Knowledge is power. Number 2. Reframe your perspective. Fear often thrives on negative thinking, those what-if scenarios that spiral out of control. So, we need to challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this fear based on reality, or just my imagination running wild? Often, our fears are exaggerated versions of what's actually happening. Remember, you're not always seeing the whole picture. Take a deep breath, step back, and look at the situation from a different angle. Number 3. Focus on what you can control. We can't control everything in life, that's just a fact. But we can control our reactions to things. Instead of dwelling on what you can't change, focus your energy on what you can influence. Take small steps, celebrate your victories, and remember, progress over perfection. Number 4. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment helps calm those anxious thoughts that fuel fear. Try some deep breathing exercises, meditate for a few minutes each day, or simply take a walk in nature and pay attention to your surroundings. The more you connect with the present, the less power fear has over you. Finally, number 5. Embrace failure as an opportunity. You know what? Failing is a part of life. It's how we learn, grow, and become stronger. Don't let the fear of failure hold you back from trying new things. Remember, even the greatest successes started with a stumble or two. Embrace those missteps, they're just stepping stones to bigger and better things. Let me tell you about a time when I felt this way. Remember that big presentation I was giving last month? Yeah, my palms were sweating, my heart was racing, and I could practically hear the audience whispering, "She's going to mess up." I wanted to run for the hills. But then, I remembered all these Stoic principles we've talked about. I took a deep breath, acknowledged my fear, reframed my perspective, focusing on sharing valuable information with the audience instead of stressing over perfection. And guess what? The presentation went amazingly well. Not only did I deliver it confidently, but I received some incredible feedback from the audience. So, remember, you are capable of facing your fears and building immense courage. Don't let fear dictate your life. Take control, embrace the challenge, and watch yourself soar to new heights. Next time on The Calm Within, we'll be diving into another powerful Stoic practice. Practicing gratitude. Because when you focus on what you have instead of what you lack, a whole new world opens up. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review, and join the conversation on social media. Together, let's cultivate inner peace and conquer anything life throws our way.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.